It's the Naked Scientists, Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll, speaking of whom they've gone off to the kitchen. Hello, you two.
Yes, hello. We are now in a very blue, very, very clean, actually, kitchen, which makes a surprise, makes a change. Also here, and not quite so clean, is Dave. Dave, what are we doing here?
Thank you very much, Diana. We're going to be making some waves. So obviously to make some waves, you need some a fluid of some kind. And I've got the simplest fluid to get hold of. I've got a bottle with a third full of water here. It's a 2-litre lemonade bottle. And if we do the lid up and turn it on its side and you tip it slightly, you can get some nice waves travelling backwards and forwards quite quickly.
OK, so a 2-litre bottle filled a third full with water, tip it end to end and it creates some waves. Why does it create these waves?
OK, so when you lift one end, that essentially lifts up the water there. Water wants to flow to the lowest place possible. That means it starts flowing and it bashes into the next bit of water, which pushes on that and lifts it up. And then that carries on going. And so you get this wave, this bump travelling along, which we call a wave. But that's kind of dull. You've all seen water waves. So I'm going to add a little bit of food colouring to make it a little bit more obvious.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. We've got a young person here called Ewan, who is our work experience student. Why don't we get him to help us make a mess? So Ewan's now holding some food colouring and it's just being poured
just
into the bottle.
Pour a couple of drops in there.
Lovely. That's all spreading out in the water very nicely.
Give it a bit of a shake. Okay. Now, Ewan, if you top the rest of that bottle up very carefully, trying to pour it down the side of the bottle, but all the way up with oil. So he's pouring vegetable oil on top of the water.
The vegetable is actually sitting on top of the water because obviously oil and water don't mix. What's special about oil that makes it float on the top?
It's essentially the molecules are slightly further apart. The atoms in them are slightly lighter than in water. There's less oxygen and more carbon. And so overall the density is about 0.6 that of water. So it's less dense than water, but not hugely so.
You haven't made any mess there, Ewan. Are you very experienced at filling bottles with oil?
No, not really.
No. So we're almost near the top now. It's looking very pretty. Lovely yellow on the top and blue on the bottom. Right, Dave's just screwing on the cap. There's almost no air in there at all. So what's happening next?
So if I turn it on its side again, and now if I lift one side like I did before, you still get waves, but they travel much more slowly.
Oh, wow. I'll try and explain what it looks like. It's quite spectacular, actually. What's happening is that the waves are moving almost in slow motion from one end of the bottle to the other. What is happening and why?
Well, in a wave, things are moving and the force which is causing them to move is gravity. But strictly, the forces are not just to do with the gravity pulling down on the water at the bottom. Also, if you've got gravity pulling down on the oil above, that those forces act in the opposite direction. So you're interested in the difference in force between the two. And if the two liquids have got very, very similar densities, then that difference is very, very small, which means all the forces are smaller, so the waves travel very, very slowly, so you get these slow waves. In fact, if the densities of the oil and the water were exactly the same, then there would be nothing to cause them to go back to a flat surface. So the waves would be incredibly slow. They wouldn't move at all. And it would just mix up at random.
So what are the real world applications of this? Where are we going to see this kind of thing happening in the world?
Well, you can get these kind of gravity waves, a bit like water waves, in any place where you get a surface of a fluid. And if you have a surface of one fluid with another fluid over the top and they're a similar density, then they'll be very, very slow. So you find them in the atmosphere between very dense cold air with warm, less dense air on the surface. And then you can get waves moving along on that boundary. And sometimes you can see them as clouds. This is because where the wave is going upwards, then the air expands a bit, cools and you form a cloud. And where it goes downwards, then it contracts again and heats up. And you can also find them in the ocean. So you get very cold, heavy, salty water underneath, and you can get a surface with less dense water on the top. And you can get waves travelling along those, which can confuse nuclear submarines and their sonar.
OK, so the important thing is just to have that difference in density. Back to you, Chris.
Thank you. And you can follow that up on the website, nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience, if you'd like to read all about it.